The Bedouin could not afford to experiment. It would be criminally irresponsible to ignore the Sharia, the path to the waterhole that had been the lifeline of your people from time immemorial. You learned to survive by following a set of rules whose value had been proven by experience. But this unquestioning acceptance of tradition could lead to rampant chauvinism. The sunnah of your people was the best, and you could contemplate no other way of doing things. You could only preserve the honour of your tribe by refusing to bow to any other authority, human or divine. A Karim, a generous hero, was expected to be proud, self-regarding, self-reliant, and aggressively independent. Arrogance was not a fault, but a sign of nobility, whereas humility showed that you came from defective stock and had no aristocratic blood in your veins. A base-born person was genetically destined to be a slave. That was all he was good for. A true Karim could not submit to anyone at all. "We refuse to all men submission to their leading," sang one poet, "till we lead them ourselves, yea, without reins." A Karim would maintain this defiant self-sufficiency even in the presence of a god, because no deity could be superior to a truly noble human being. In the steppes, the tribe needed men who refused to be bowed by circumstance and who had the confidence to pit themselves against overwhelming odds. But this haughty self-reliance, which they called istighna, could easily become reckless and excessive. The Bedouin was easily moved to extremes at the smallest provocation. Because of his exalted sense of honour, he tended to respond violently to any perceived threat or slight. He did not simply act in self-defence. True courage lay in the preemptive strike. It is not enough for a warrior fierce as a lion to strike back and chastise the enemy who has struck him with a blow, cried the poet Zuhair ibn Abi Salma. He should rather attack first and become an aggressor when no one wrongs him. The courage praised by the tribal poets was an irresistible impulse that could not and should not be restrained. If a wrong was done to a single member of his tribe, a Karim felt the duty of vengeance as a physical pain and a tormenting thirst. It was a tragic worldview. The Bedouin tried to glorify their struggle, but their life was grim, and there was no hope of anything better. All beings, they believed, came under the sway of Dahr, time or fate, which inflicted all manner of suffering on humanity. A man's life was determined in advance. All things passed away. Even the successful warrior would die and be forgotten. There was an inherent futility in this life of ceaseless struggle. The only remedy against despair was a life of pleasure, especially the oblivion of wine.